What if the formula you've been following your entire life, work hard, achieve success, then find happiness, is completely backward? A Harvard researcher spent years studying high performers and discovered something that challenges everything we've been taught. Happiness doesn't follow success, it precedes it. This isn't wishful thinking or self-help fluff. It's neuroscience backed by studies at Fortune 500 companies, elite universities, and research labs worldwide. Happy employees outsell their peers by 37%. Doctors in positive moods diagnose 19% faster. Even Catholic nuns who wrote cheerfully in their 20s lived a decade longer than their less optimistic sisters. The implications are staggering. We've been chasing success while sabotaging the very thing that creates it. When positive emotions flood your system, something remarkable happens in your brain. Dopamine and serotonin don't just make you feel good. They activate learning centers, sharpen focus, and enhance pattern recognition. Think of your brain as a high-performance engine that runs on different fuel depending on your emotional state. In one experiment, doctors received a simple gift before making diagnoses. That small boost of positive emotion led to faster, more accurate medical decisions. Four-year-olds primed to feel happy solved puzzles more quickly than their neutral state peers. Perhaps most fascinating is the undoing effect. Positive emotions actively reverse the physiological damage caused by stress. When subjects experienced stress followed by positive stimuli, their cardiovascular systems recovered rapidly, as if happiness served as a biological antidote to pressure. Your brain remains remarkably plastic throughout life, constantly forming new connections based on what you practice. London taxi drivers who memorize city streets develop enlarged hippocampi, the brain region for spatial memory. Blind individuals learning Braille show enhanced sensitivity in areas processing touch from their reading fingers. The brain physically adapts to meet demands placed upon it. This plasticity extends to emotional patterns. Through consistent practice, you can rewire default responses, strengthening neural pathways that support positive emotions, just as muscles develop through exercise. A study at KPMG showed seasoned professionals significantly increased baseline happiness through targeted interventions, changes that remained stable 6 months later. This wasn't temporary mood boosting, but genuine neural rewiring. Your mindset literally shapes reality. Consider a fulcrum and lever. The fulcrum's position determines how much weight a lever can lift. Similarly, your mindset determines how much potential you can leverage from circumstances. Elderly men immersed in an environment evoking 1959 showed improvements in strength, posture, and cognition after 1 week. By thinking younger, they reversed aspects of aging. Hotel housekeepers informed their work constituted excellent exercise showed physiological changes despite unchanged routines. By consciously adjusting your fulcrum, seeing challenges as opportunities, viewing stress as energizing, believing in growth capacity, you dramatically increase what you can accomplish with identical circumstances. Play Tetris long enough and you'll see falling blocks with closed eyes. This reveals a profound truth. Whatever you practice repeatedly shapes what you notice. Tax auditors trained to spot errors become hyper-aware of mistakes everywhere. Lawyers practiced in finding problems become experts at spotting what could go wrong. While professionally valuable, this creates a negative Tetris effect, scanning the world for problems rather than possibilities. You can deliberately create a positive Tetris effect instead. People who considered themselves lucky were given newspapers and asked to count photographs. They found the answer immediately because they noticed the large message on page 2. Stop counting, there are 43 photographs in this newspaper. Their brains were primed to notice opportunities others missed. Creating this positive pattern requires deliberate practice. Keeping a gratitude journal, listing 3 new things you're grateful for daily, significantly shifts attention patterns toward the positive in just 21 days. The key is specificity. Noting exactly what happened and why it mattered creates stronger neural connections than vague appreciation. These practices create self-reinforcing cycles where noticing positive aspects generates positive emotions, which enhance your ability to spot opportunities. What you train yourself to notice becomes your reality. When facing failure, most people see only two routes: push forward or give up. The most successful find a third path. They fall up, using setbacks as launching pads. Research on post-traumatic growth shows many don't just recover from trauma, they experience profound positive changes, developing deeper relationships, discovering new strengths, and pursuing possibilities that wouldn't have existed otherwise. Consider the stockbroker who lost his job during the financial crisis and launched his own hedge fund, something he might never have attempted otherwise. This capacity isn't a magical personality trait, but a skill developed through how we explain negative events. Those who interpret setbacks as temporary, specific, and external bounce back more quickly than those seeing them as permanent, pervasive, and personal. The ability to fall up depends on avoiding learned helplessness, the belief that actions don't influence outcomes. This isn't about denying hardship. It's about recognizing that within every setback lies hidden possibility. When overwhelmed, people either attempt everything at once or give up entirely. Both typically fail. The solution is the Zorro Circle. Focus on small, manageable areas where you can establish control before expanding outward, inspired by the fictional character who mastered swordplay within a small circle first. Small wins create confidence and momentum for bigger achievements. When overwhelmed, emotional brain centers hijack cognitive resources, impairing judgment and creativity. Focusing on a small circle restores control, allowing your prefrontal cortex to regain command. Studies show people maintaining autonomy in minor work aspects demonstrate significantly higher performance than those feeling entirely at the mercy of circumstances. Each small success builds confidence and provides tangible evidence of efficacy. Rather than being paralyzed by challenge enormity, you create momentum through achievable victories. By mastering small domains first, you develop skills and confidence to eventually conquer larger challenges. The Zorro Circle applies universally. Whether facing career setbacks, health challenges, or personal struggles, starting with one small area of control creates the foundation for broader transformation. Happiness is contagious. Mirror neurons in our brains activate when observing others' emotions, creating internal simulations of their feelings, why we instinctively smile back or feel tension in stressed environments. Research tracking 20 years of data found happiness spreads through social networks up to 3 degrees of separation. When you become happier, your friend's likelihood increases 15%, your friend's friend 10%, and even their friend 6%. Your emotional state reshapes experiences of people you've never met. In workplaces, teams unconsciously mirror leaders' emotions. One negative team member can undermine performance by 15%. One positive individual can elevate the entire group. Happiness itself is our most powerful performance enhancer, not fleeting pleasure from external rewards, but deep-seated positive emotions from meaningful work, genuine connections, and purposeful living. The science is clear: happiness precedes success. Every principle here represents a choice available now. Start with your Zorro Circle, one small domain for control, one effortless habit, one deeper relationship investment. Cultivating happiness isn't self-serving, it's contributing to communities and workplaces. The question isn't whether happiness creates advantage, but whether you'll leverage it to transform your life and everyone your ripple touches.